A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Heir to the Empire, the 20th Anniversary Edition, by Timothy Zahn. Read for you by Mark Thompson.
Chapter 1. Captain Pelion!
A voice called down the portside crew pit through the hum of background conversation.
Message from the sentry line. The scout ships have just come out of light speed.
Pelion, leaning over the shoulder of the man at the Chimera's bridge engineering monitor, ignored the shout.
Trace this line for me,
he ordered, tapping a light pen at the schematic on the display. The engineer threw a questioning glance up at him.
Sir?
I heard him,
Pelion said.
You have an order, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir,
the other said carefully, and keyed for the trace.
Captain Pelion!
The voice repeated, closer this time. Keeping his eyes on the engineering display, Pelion waited until he could hear the sound of the approaching footsteps. Then, with all the regal weight that 50 years spent in the Imperial fleet gave to a man, he straightened up and turned. The young duty officer's brisk walk faltered, came to an abrupt halt.
Sir!
He looked into Pelion's eyes, and his voice faded away. Pelion let the silence hang in the air for a handful of heartbeats, long enough for those nearest to notice.
This is not a cattle market in Shom Hai, Lieutenant Tichel,
he said at last, keeping his voice calm but icy cold.
This is the bridge of an Imperial Star Destroyer. Routine information is not, repeat, not simply shouted in the general direction of its intended recipient. Is that clear?
Tichel swallowed.
Yes, sir.
Pelion held his eyes a few seconds longer, then lowered his head in a slight nod.
Now, report.
Yes, sir.
Tichel swallowed again.
We've just received word from the sentry ship, sir. The scouts have returned from their scan raid on the Aurora Sky System.
Very good.
Pelion nodded.
Do they have any trouble?
Only a little, sir. The natives apparently took exception to them pulling a dump of their central library system. The wing commander said there was some attempt at pursuit, but that he lost them.
I hope so,
Pelion said grimly. Aurora Sky held a strategic position in the borderland regions, and intelligence reports indicated that the New Republic was making a strong bid for its membership and support. If they'd had armed emissary ships there at the time of the raid, well, he'd know soon enough.
Have the wing commander report to the bridge ready room with this report as soon as the ships are aboard,
he told Tichel.
And have the sentry line go to yellow alert. Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Spinning around with a reasonably good imitation of a proper military turn, the lieutenant headed back toward the communications console.